This is another iRaw podcast.
My name is Katya, and this is The Animal That Changed You. I believe loving an animal is one of the most accessible, most available portals for self-healing in the whole world. It's my privilege to encourage you to open your heart to animals and challenge you to deepen your compassion just a little bit more. Welcome to The Animal That Changed You.
Hey guys, well, I just arrived at the Austin Animal Center. I'm here at the shelter. Really glad to be bringing you with me today. I don't know how many, do you hear those birds? Do you hear those beautiful birds? They're everywhere. I see them. I don't know how many people who listen to The Animal That Changed You are shelter volunteers. And it doesn't matter, like it's not good or bad, whatever you do with your time in your life. But I love animals and I love the animal shelter. And I thought, you know, if right now I'm literally standing 10 feet from a bird, not even 1 foot. Hi. Okay, flew away. Maybe I came on too strong. Okay, I need to focus here. What I want to say is I'm not here to pass judgment on what you do with your time. Maybe the animal shelter is something that is part of your life. Maybe you do volunteer. Maybe you foster. Or maybe you just go by and visit on a lunch break. Or maybe you've adopted from there. Or maybe you share posts on Facebook or Instagram. Maybe you just know where it is and you send it good wishes and vibes sometimes. Whatever your relationship is with the animal shelter that's near you and the animals in their care, I thank you for it. And I thank you for the possibility of that becoming part of your life down the line. But I also wanted to bring it to you. I wanted to bring some animal shelter to you and you could not go to it. So if you see that, there's a lot of sounds. So you can hear, I should say. But yes, there's a lot of sounds. You can see that there's a lot going on. Or hear that there's a lot going on. It's also wonderful and beautiful. And the whole world is happening right here. Feels like everything that happened in the world is happening at an animal shelter. And I love it. And there's a plane passing overhead, high up there. As I approach, still looking at those birds, there's a bird that I've had my eye on here at the shelter that's like the most gorgeous red. I want to say cardinal, but then I'd be acting as if I knew anything about birds. And I don't. I only know that I think they're cool and that they can fly and I can't. But I don't know the types, species. Anyways, I'm noticing these birds. There's all different kinds. They all seem to be talking to each other, having a grand old time. Do you guys remember when COVID first happened, like quarantine and lockdown happened? Did you have this experience too, where you went outside and it was just like birds were going crazy? They were so excited that we were all in a pandemic and not
around.
They were like so loud. It sounded incredible. It's like a concert of birds all the time. I also see a lot of squirrels. I'm not even in the building yet. And I see all these very funny animals with a lock. And now we're approaching. I see these beautiful angels. Some really pretty shepherdy kitty terriery. Well, kind. Poodle. What else has got here? What else we got? There's everything.
Hi everyone.
Oh. So I'm in a kennel, obviously. I mean, what can I say?
Would you want to be locked up in a small space?
All right, I'm going to record, guys, and I'll be right back.
Would you want to be in a kennel?
Would you want to be in a closet waiting for someone to let you out? It's hard. I'm also a little bummed because there was a dog I really liked. We got sick here and didn't make it. That's not the fault of anybody here. It's just timing. It was just first, it was at play. It was just luck was not on our side. And I really liked this dog. And I was out of town with my family in between visiting her and thought I could take her home. And she didn't make it. She was an older dog. And had some medical issues. So by me telling you this sad story, this is the first time I come back knowing she's out here. I'm going to pause this recording. I'm going to lock someone and I'm going to take you with me. So at the shelter here, there's a board that sort of breaks down, darling. See, I can get an idea where you feel like walking, who you think you can handle. I'll start there. All right. So I looked at the board
I saw a sweet little pocket pity named Bunker. She's very cute.
Wow.
And she hadn't had a walk. So she was needing one. And she was very thirsty. Come here, Mama.
Whoa, she's strong. Well, I wasn't prepared for the pull. That's all.
Sweet.
Right. So she's a little shy and sort of putting on the brakes. So this is interesting. This is a very sweet girl, but she doesn't want to walk. She's putting on all the brakes. Or maybe she just needs like a cone with some peanut butter and treats. And I can come back and give her more time after she gets to know me and has some enrichment. Sorry to put her back in her kennel. That's what all this noise is. And see if there's someone else I can walk. It's a mess here right now, like in the feeding freight room. There's just food and bowls and trash. And at least we got a ninnow swear a tunnel way to clean. So a lot to do. And this is a good, great, well-run shelter with a huge volunteer base. So it's, you know, it's a good idea.
I'm Clove, the scooter.
What's up? You know me, bud. Hi, Sasha. Sasha's a gorgeous old shepherd who I I'm going to maybe have to pause just to breathe. Or should I take you guys? Hi, friends. Hi, babies. There's a sign for the dog being mad that says, I lived with you. These are the kinds of things that we need. Just, you know, volunteers to walk. Volunteers to play with, volunteers to spend time with these dogs, volunteers to foster so that we can get to know them and have more signs with more information so it's easier for people to adopt a dog that is the right fit for their home. And same thing with the kitties. Now, like, the only reason I'm not in the kitty room first is because I have really bad allergies to cats. Does that stop me from going in and spending time and snuggling with them? No, it does not. Do I sneeze and potentially scare adopters? Yeah, maybe. I try to do it at the end of the day so that, you know, I don't discourage anyone with my loud sniffles. I just like cats so much and love them. Hi, babies!
What?
Okay, maybe I should tone down my pitch. But my point is, same thing with cats or bunnies or gerbils, whatever we got here, like today. Just spending time with getting to know an animal makes them so much more adoptable because we get information that we can pass along to adopters. That's super important, right? We get to know them. We get a feeling, a vibe. And isn't that what spending time with animals is? It's a vibe. You get a feeling in your stomach or your gut or your heart or your mind, whatever, wherever it happens for you. You get a sense. And then you trust it. Trust what you feel. You trust what you hear. You trust them, yes. You also trust yourself. And that's one of the things I love the most about my time with animals. It's kind of like an invisible sandbox of faith and love and listening and trusting. And I don't know, it's kind of like not this earthly plane. Even though they're out here, we can touch them and love on them and share with them. It also involves something more meaningful or bigger or mysterious. It involves it. It brings it into the hangout. And I really appreciate that about them. But we also need more volunteers because there's also something energetically that happens when you spend time with an animal who doesn't have a home. I swear they are more adoptable. Like, I'll hang out with a dog or cat or whatever that, whoever, who like has been in the system for months and just like loving them up and hanging out with them. And there's like this energy, this heat around them. You know, you send an email or post on Facebook and then other people are like, oh yeah, I love that kid. And then that animal gets adopted. How does that happen? Why didn't it happen then? I really think it's like energy, you know, action follows energy. And I'm sure someone who is like a physicist or a life coach or a therapist or someone smarter than I could really break down why. But that's what it feels like to me. It just feels like something happens. It gives them this touch, not always, but often, that allows them to get out. We just simply need more people. We need more people to help animals. What I love so much about being here at the shelter right now is It's never just helping animals. When you help animals, you also help people. You help the people who loved them. You help the people who are here volunteering or working here with you. You help the adopters. You help the whole community, the whole town that you live in, whose tax dollars are paying for the shelter to even do what they do. It's just helping. And I'm not coming at you from here like I'm such a great person because I'm here. I don't need you to know why I'm here. What I need is just to tell you that it's not scary and or that it is sometimes scary, and that's a very good thing. Because my point being, I don't need the validation to prove that I'm at the shelter. I just want to bring it to you so you can feel a little more comfortable going to one yourself. Simply because the more people who get involved with their local shelter, even if you just do like a towel drive with your kids' local school, you know, your kids' class, even something like that, the more people get involved, like the easier it is to carry the load, and the more we can help animals and the people who love them, people who are behind them. It's everyone. It's not, it doesn't end at the dog. Helping them goes way beyond that. So it's circular and it's full. And I want to share it with you because it's so fun and cool and valuable and the best. What's really amazing to me too is how many of these dogs are strangers to one another, and they share a kennel. You know, you just put them together and hopefully it works out because the staff and the volunteers are so smart, and they pair accordingly, or they get a sense, and they know what they're doing. It's not just like throw them in and see what happens. At least not here. But imagine that. Imagine being trapped in an elevator with someone for a long time and just like having to share your space, your resources, water, food, the beds, you know, just having to make it work. It's remarkable. They do it. Yeah. Or no. Are people that adaptable? I hope so. If not, we can learn from dogs. And I really don't want to leave out other animals, because the same is true with kitty cats. Same is true with farm animals, like sanctuaries, you know, that are sometimes have to be separated. Sure, everyone, you know, everyone's an individual, but nothing can just hang out together. Let's just make it work. We have to. They work it out. If there's positive human involvement and participation, knowing when to support our relationship and when to back off, it helps. Makes it that much easier for these animals. Going off on tangents on people. Well, guess what? Going in, getting this beautiful shepherd mix. I'm going to take him out. I'm going to take him into a play yard. I'm going to let him run around before our walk, just so he can have a minute just to like decompress. Come here, baby. Hi, buddy. And we're in. It's me, the Sheppy. Hi, sweetie. Hey. Thanks. He's very cute. Are you playing? Let me tell you. There's great people here. Great people. I love shelter volunteers and I love shelter staff. And I don't know. I find it to be a very special group. It feels like, I want to be amongst these people. And this is also how I feel about the animals. Just special animals. Just wonderful animals. Those birds are out for you, bud. They followed us. I'd like to, it's for you, not for me. I wish it was for me. This is a good dog, a young boy. You hear some barking at a distance. It's like two dogs who see each other over our fence. This dog just has sort of head butted look. I'm going to take a deep breath. Sometimes my energy gets to bananas. You know, when I see it's funny, it's a lot. They're perfect. There's walls, but there's also kennel bars. They gave him folks a job. They're in the world. Not you, right? You're a buddy, goody two shoes. So I am going to take this guy on a walk. I gave him a minute just to like meet me, smell me. And now we're going to walk. So now we're opening the gate again. We're going to go for a stroll around my campusy area. Those dogs need a cool out period from each other, I think. But me and the Sheppy Shepherd, we're out a lot. I really like this shelter. It's a wonderful place to volunteer. I feel very grateful that I get to be part of it. We just jumped and bucked. You don't want to walk? Come on. Let's go. We're walked. Good boy. He needs my feedback. Maybe I'll get some traits out of it. very little like chill out bench. And I'm gonna chill out with your, what should your name be? You look like a s'mores. Because you've got tan and white and brown. So you look like chocolate, cream crackers, and marshmallows. Doesn't like my stinky treats? Whoa! I'm not sure whether to be offended for me or the treat. I can see how intimidated or much it must feel to like people to come to a shelter. Pick an animal, just go home. I get it. Like, it's not a reason not to do it. But I get it. I don't want to acknowledge that. It's a lot. It's just a lot of energy. It's a lot of work. It can feel like extra, extra, extra. But I promise you that it doesn't even tip the balance in terms of what makes it worthwhile and how rewarding it is and how fun it is to get to know these animals and how special they are and how strong you are, that you didn't even know how valuable it is to know what you're made of. Oh, now you're eating my treaties. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes.
Nice to meet this part of yourself, I promise. And if you're ever willing to do it, I'm always happy to help you and support you. I really do think none of us can do this alone. None of us can do any loving alone, can? I don't think so. I think loving is a group activity. I think we all need support. So now we're just like walking around. We're sort of strolling. The other dogs are up in arms. They're keyed. Like, why not? And like, I wish I could work. I wish I could walk you all. I really do. Sometimes I think about like a million what ifs when I'm spending time with an animal, right? It's not that different than when I spend time with people. There's just what if. What I love is, hi, squirrel, you're very close to this dog. What I love is living in those what ifs. I love it. I am not the most, you know, spontaneous person. I'm not the most living on the edge, whiskey person. Animals bring out this other side of me where I can be spontaneous, where I can try things I wouldn't try before I get out of my comfort zone. And they're really, I wish I had better words to describe why that's so valuable to me or means so much to me, other than to just say it does. It does. I think this boy and I have had a nice hang. He's panting. He needs some water. And I like to see his kennel approaching. Thank you. What is your name again?
My name is Katya.
Well, nice to meet you. Thank you for everything. Come here, papito. Oh, I'm so happy your kennel mate is on a walk, too. Just really nice. Now's the part I like the least, which is putting you back in your kennel. Let's see how this feels for both of us. I'm in it with you, bud. S'mores. That's what I'm calling you. I'm sticking to it. I'm in it with you.
Come on.
We are entering back into the kennels. These are different kennels. These are like indoors. So, and they're duos. So they're in with a buddy. A pal. So you don't hear quite birds. Now with me, baby. Oh, I love you. I like you a lot. You're very special.
I don't like
leaving you. There's a big giant fan blowing. Just. Do you hear that? And now I'm coming to the whiteboard where this puppy was, this big sweet boy, and I'm writing down when he went out for the walk. Okay, I bring it down that way just so that way he knows. I mean, that the other volunteers know, like, okay, that dog had a nice spot. We can focus maybe on some dogs who haven't. Let's stop in the cat room, shall we? What do you guys think? That poor dog, he just heard me talking. Boring. A verbal processor. You know what the ultimate payback for a verbal processor like me is? Like, kids are verbal processors. Hi. I know, I see you. I'll walk you. Hey, birds, what's up? Squirrel, top of the morning. It's not morning. I don't know why I said that. Top of the afternoon. Right? Doesn't work quite as well. So now let's go into the kitty cats. I'm going to try really hard not to sneeze. Did I take a Claritin? That would have been so smart. Hello, kitty cats. Oh my gosh, I'm staring at two little dinute calicos, it says here. These are so cute. Let me see your kennel cards. Waffles and Wallace?
Is that right?
Your eyes are so... You're just little. See, if it says an age, you're 6 months old, I guessed it.
Can I hold you? You guys look like you don't want to get up.
I'm sorry, with me. This one's eating. Right.
Licked up food.
Yeah. Do you hear that dainty chomp?
Kibble eater.
Yeah. Do you hear the daintiest little crunch?
I hear Vito somewhere.
Let's go investigate, guys.
Oh, sorry, babies. Oh, you guys are just little.
What? Are you a verbal processor? I'm going to pitch you. Your sister, sister, sister.
Sisters.
Or someone's getting yellish.
Getting the just fluffiest.
Is that your tummy? You want me to rub your tummy, kitty cat?
What's
hurting? Hurting. There's so much. You're more into, aren't you?
No, no judgment. No judgment. I respect it.
Hurting. You what? Hurting.
Feel my eyes getting watery. Feel it. I feel it already.
Don't care. But I feel it.
Do you think there'll be a day where shelters will be empty? What would it take to get there?
Imagine.
What would it take, you guys? What would it take? It would take all of us.
Yeah. You agree?
Yes.
Okay.
You were stray. I know. You deserve all the things.
This is a little tuxedo boy I see here. He's 3 years old.
Want to come home with me?
We get it.
Can you invent something I can take that doesn't get...
I would have 100 of you. I mean, not really. That's hoarding. I'm sorry. That's not funny. That's never funny.
But I doesn't take you.
Thank you, too.
I'm taking all name ideas, everyone. Please, if you're listening to this, DM me or leave a review or comment on a post with some names. Give me some good names for... the shelter cats and dogs, because we're always looking for new names. And the bunnies and the guinea pigs, too. We get this. You agree with me? This cat agrees with me. New, clever names. We need them. We want them. I will share all, you know, a list I compile from you, all you smart, fine people. Passionate souls, I will share with shelter.
List of names, how about? You're just ready for a home. I don't think you were a stray. How can it be? You have a white mustache.
Estás muy fancy.
Estás muy fancy, papito.
Guys, you're witnessing in real time me falling in love right now. I'm falling in love with a cat. Help me. Someone send me help.
What does it mean for you? You're a black and white tuxedo, babe.
That's your butt.
What's up, cat butt? Nice to meet you.
Wish
you. You know, you're giving me your tail. I was curious about tails. I think we underestimate tails. Oh, you want to eat? Okay. It was nice knowing you. I wish you the best, buddy.
Do you think these cats can feel like... this girl is really into me.
Because I feel like cats, I mean dogs too. Cats are like, she has no game. You know what I mean? It's fair. It's a fair thing they'd be thinking. I'm going to walk back out to the main kennels because there is an old senior shepherd I've been having my eye on.
Keeping my eye on. Hi, kitty. Oh, boy. Shoot in the outdoor patio.
This shelter's so cool. They have an outdoor patio. But there is this beautiful girl. I really like her. I really like this dog. She's like 10 years old. She's just precious.
And I think this is a great
last walk to bring you on.
Yeah, where's Mariah? Mariah was his kennel maid. So sweet. You're such a... That's so nice of you.
Sorry, that was a volunteer. Another volunteer. I don't know her name, but I've seen her around and she's rad. So...
you know, these conversations just flow in and flow out, people.
I don't know why I'm talking to you like that.
White Toffee. Help me.
Looking for the white shack. Oh, hi, beautiful girl.
It's a different white shepherd. I see.
Well, I can walk this way.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
How do I need a map every time?
Even though I'm a big one.
Many a time. Bye, guys. I'll be back. Doing a lot more walks than this. I'm just recording some. And again, to blow away the poop smell. Not the poop on the ground. You know what I mean.
Do y'all know what I mean? Hi, guys. How are you today?
Feel like dropping that in almost 30 minutes into the podcast.
Yes, I found you, girl. I found you, girlfriend. What's up? Hi, you are spunky. Spunky Colmadina. We are so cute. Hi, cute girl. Oh, I know the jealousy sets in. It sucks. Hey, jealousy is a normal feeling, and I have it sometimes too. Well, we're going to leave to another play area, and this one is a pool. I guess this dog is silly. Don't jump on me. You're supposed to be old. I mean, not that old as can't jump. Of course you can. Hi! Come on! So bored of follower. I will say it is hard, like, sometimes, like, playing God, if you will. Good girl! Good baby! I see you! It's like, how do you know who to pick? How do you know who to take out? Back to that trusting your gut, trusting feeling, you know, that dogs give us, that cats give us. All animals have the opportunity to give it. If we only pay attention to them, I don't want to get preachy. It's just so available to me. That preachiness is just one thought away. I have to be careful with that. There's a treat for you, sweet girl. There's a treat for you, sweet girl. I brought her like a jerky of some sort, and she is in heather. Good girl. They're a very pretty dog. Now, I don't know her, right? So I'm not going to, like, go try to pet her while she's eating a jerky. I'm just going to let her enjoy it. I'm just going to hang out with her. That's another thing I really like about animals is that, you know, it doesn't have to, there's no agenda. There doesn't have to be and create your time together. Just be together. But we're just being together right now. Do you want to say hi? Gosh, she's cute. So she just picked up the jerky and she came and sat at my foot. She has to be real close to me. But I let her do that. I gave you consent, right, boo-boo? I'm not going to go to her and, like, be all over petting her. I'm going to let you choose. And I'm just going to be here with you. And you get to be with the animal that changed the community, the most wonderful animal loving peeps ever. Thank you guys for coming with me to the shelter today. Thank you for just bringing out.
I'm trying to think of something wise, but I don't have anything wise to say. I just don't listen.
Downward to earth in spirit.
This is in the moment experience. I can't really be in real hard when I'm with them.
And I'm so grateful for that. Oh, you got a ball. You want to play? I'm going to let them go so you and I can play ball. I see it. I'm going to throw it. Yeah. I hope you love your animals. And I hope you are loved by your animals. And I appreciate that you're here. And if you end up going to a shelter, get in touch with me. Let me know about it. If you already go all the time, let me know how it is. How do you like it? What do you like about it? Please give me some of your insight. I want to always talk about the animal shelter and things I never maybe even thought about, why it matters and what it does to add to your lives as you add to their lives. And yeah, I just think the world of all of you, and I'm so glad we hung out today, and I'm going to go throw a ball and walk more animals and sneeze some more cats. I am going to try to, find the gerbils and hamsters and guinea pigs. Guys, I got to broaden my reach. Lots to do. Got to get around. See you all next time. Bye-bye. Adios. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in to The Animal That Changed You, a weekly podcast that features extraordinary people talking about the extraordinary animal that changed their life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Follow us on Instagram at The Animal That Changed You and tell your friends. If you've got a story about an animal that's changed your life, DM me, tell me about it, or tag us. We would love to hear. We appreciate you. And honestly, we love your animals so much. Thanks for being here.
For more great iRaw podcasts, visit iRawPod.com. That's IRoarPod.com.